As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Wednesday, February the 2nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, I guess. Hard facts, that's for sure. And workable solutions from time to time. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely not alone, but you are in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular, for goodness sakes, and remains the best soap for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. To be a part of today's broadcast, you can log on and bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the telephone call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96. Exeter, Mo, 65647. Big shout out this morning to Liberty Radio of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo and Tonawanda, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM Lompoc, California, AM 1710 Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. My goodness. Anyway, I'd like to see that list just go on and on, wouldn't you? Thank you for broadcasting, gentlemen. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls today are certainly welcome. All that contact information can be found at our BecomeVocalLocal.com webpage. Precious metals traverse a narrow band. Egypt's future remains uncertain. We'll talk about that this morning. Republican House majority not a slam dunk victory amidst economic woes. We'll go there as well. Clean green money machines. Well, yeah, that's on the news as well. Journalism is both a business and a profession. We'll go into that later in the broadcast. And, of course, we'll take your calls. And much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Again, Wednesday, February the 2nd, 2011. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but 1 hour ago. Found gold trading off $4.50 in early trading at $1,337.40 an ounce. Silver off 17 cents at $28.43 a troy ounce. Platinum up a buck at $1,828. And palladium off five at $816 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,331.70 for a low, $1,342.40 for a high. But at $1,337.40, your gold is up year to year, $223.80 for a 20.10% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the price fixtures set the price again at $1,337, and at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, we were spot on top of that. SPDR gold shares don't report any change overnight, holding steady, flat at 1,227.15 metric tons in their electronic treasure chest, valued on State Street at $52.5 billion. Big hands, deep pockets, keep your eyes on the spider that sits at the corner of the web. We'll be right back. Much more to come.
Citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moronis called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation, are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all-organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to enerfood.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. enerfood.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Wednesday, February the 2nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Become it live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Of course, my name is William Roberts. Let's go back into our market report one more time. Review those metals. Gold this morning as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, that would be an hour ago, was trading at off $4.50 at $1,337.40 a troy ounce. Silver off 17 cents at $28.43. Platinum up a buck at $18.28. And palladium off 5 at $816 an ounce. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed up 148. I guess they really like what's going down in Egypt. At 12,000, big news there. Put on your $12,000 hat. Broke the $12,000 mark, or 12,000 point mark, I guess you'd say. Up 148 at 12,040. The NASDAQ up 51 at 2751. The S&P 500 up 21 at 1308. Crude oil this morning, light sweet crude, up 14 cents a barrel at $90.91 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Cushing, Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning up 6 basis points at 77.08. Not too high. Not too high at all. And, of course, that impacts the foreign exchange rates, where we find the Canadian loonie this morning up 29 basis points, now above parity against the U.S. dollar, trading $1.01. $1.01. So the Canadian dollar is now trumping the U.S. dollar in the exchange market. The Mexican peso, yeah, off 16 basis points. So Carlos Slim, he's really packing his pockets full of pesos at 8 cents a pop. And you can, too. 12.0155 pesos per dollar. The euro this morning off 24 basis points at $1.38 U.S. The British pound up 50 basis points at $1.62. And that Swiss franc, that venerable Swiss franc, up 11 basis points at $1.07 U.S. The bond market this morning, the two-year yield on that treasury, the bonded indebtedness, at 0.61%. The 10-year yield is at 3.40%, and the 30 is yielding 4.57%. In the mortgage market this morning, in the fixed-rate mortgages, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage, moving down from 4.32% a month ago to 4.10% this morning. And the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage moves down from 4.99%, or virtually 5% a month ago, to 4.83% this morning. Your prime rate stands at 3.25%, and your gold-to-silver ratio, 47.03 ounces of silver by 1 ounce of gold. In the economic calendar this morning, Econo Day, got a lot of activity going on this day. We're going to have the MBA purchase applications. We'll talk about it. Challenger job cuts. We'll talk about that. ADP employment. That's coming up tomorrow. We're looking at the Monster Employment Index, jobless claims, productivity, factory orders, the non-manufacturing index, etc. And on Friday, the employment situation will be out. So there's still more economic news to discuss coming up this week. Lots of action happening in the news basket today, but I noticed that most of the news articles are pretty mundane. Pretty mundane, and that's a good thing, I guess. No news being good news. This, again, from Econo Day, construction spending. Construction spending, they got a off 2.5%. The consensus range was from a minus 0.9% to a minus or to a 0.4%. And they certainly went beyond that. December's construction outlay surprised and sank 2.5% on the month, unexpectedly. Didn't see it coming, blindsided. Well, we forecast that last month when we were talking about it. But again, December construction outlays surprised and sank by 2.5%, considerably below their consensus range, by the way. Analysts had expected overall construction spending to increase. It didn't. November outlays were revised to a decline of 0.2% from an increase of 0.4%. So they went the opposite direction, 0.6%. I told you. Keep your eyes on these numbers. They change them all the time. And the breaking the string of consecutive increases. Okay, so they talked about a consecutive string of increases last month and only to find that their numbers were once again in error. Numbers don't lie, but liars do figure. Anyway, on the year, spending was down 6.4%. 6.4% for the entire year, last year, 6.4% in construction spending. Private construction was down 2.2%, while public construction dropped 2.8%, while virtually every category declined, with the exception of private power construction, which was up 0.7%. I don't know how much of that private power construction is trying to accommodate this desire for cleaner technologies out there making retrofits on the power plants. It might be doing that. And office construction, which gained 0.2%. I don't know why they're doing more office construction. There are strip malls and commercial properties just standing empty all across America. But that's what they say, gained 0.2%. Private residential construction slumped 4.1%. So you can see the foreclosure gate is taking the building industry by the shorts, all right? Anyway, however, one-family homes increased by 0.5%. That's half of 1%. Again, take a penny, slice it in half with a cold chisel, and it's gone up just about that much. Anyway, while multifamily homes dropped 5.3%, right? Now, we've been talking about this transition, this idea that they're going to start building more multifamilies and less single family, but apparently that didn't cut it last month. Private non-residential construction was down 0.5%, so I guess not as many people are putting decks and hot tubs out back. Excluding new homes, the category dropped 8.3%. So you take new home construction out of it, and, you know, mom and pop America, they just ain't building the fence this year. Pulling down the overall total was a decline in federal construction. All right, now they can't You know, they got to do that. They got to decline the federal construction, which plunged 11.6%, with public highway construction declining 1.6%, and education down 3.7%. And if you look at the news, you'll understand why. I mean, they're cutting the teachers' pensions. They're hacking the teachers left and right. But unfortunately, they don't go after these high-priced, pilfering, pandering superintendents that are knocking down better than $200,000 a year. Somebody please tell me why a superintendent of schools should get that kind of salary. It doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense to economics, and it certainly doesn't bode well for America. The MBA purchase applications, that's your Mortgage Bankers Association, so we should see a parallel here or a corollary between the housing starts and the mortgage rates. Well, let's see what's happening here. The Mortgage Bankers Association purchase applications. This is all Pecano Day. This is the way it starts. I like it. Flat is the best description for the housing sector right now. Kind of flat. You know, if it's like your tire, it's really bad news. Well, it also, for the housing sector, is not good news. Mortgage applications did surge in the January 28th week, but the comparison, the Mortgage Bankers Association notes, is against a shortened holiday week. So it's a surge if you can cut enough days out of the week to compare it with the week prior. MBA's look at the 2 weeks together shows purchase applications flat and refinance applications down 5%. Well, that's that. We'll be back. More to come. Hang on.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Jack Blood, your radio gun. You're listening to Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of tyranny smashing cutting edge talk radio.
Go back into the news bag one more time off the Bloomberg website. Challenger job cut report out this morning. How Challenger reports the fewest layoff announcements, 38,519, for any January since its series began in 1993. The World Series began in 1993 for Challenger. But we had 38,519 people laid off. Well, I guess that's better than a poking eye with a sharp stick. Challenger also counts hiring intentions. Intentions. We talked about intentions the other day. That's what Rahm Emanuel's running on, his intent, right? To remain in Chicagoland. Challenger also counts hiring intentions, which are strong at 29,492. Yeah, 29,492 good intentions. Well, that's not going to get you breakfast at Walmart. That's for sure. The latter compares with only 600 in January last year. This report points to the strength for Friday's jobs reports. ADP's estimates for private payrolls will be posted at 8:15, and we have that. Let's go there and see what we got. The ADP employment report, they were looking for, let's see, ADP's employment prior was 297,000. The prior revised was 247,000. And the actual, unfortunately, 187,000. So they're only off by 110,000. Who cares? Handguns and hand grenades, right? ADP's count of U.S. private payrolls slowed in January to plus 187,000 from a downwardly revised 247,000 in December, 297,000 first reported. ADP missed badly in December forecasting strength in what turned out to be weak results. Markets are showing no significant reaction to today's report. So, liars can lie, and they lie interminably. Well, let's check out this one. Go over here. We might as well start in on Mubarak. I don't know. Getting a little tired of the Egyptian news already. They all walk like Egyptians, as Mike Chambers pointed out yesterday. They do. They all walk like Egyptians, a bunch of pharaohs marching around in the sand trying to figure out which side of the world they live on. Anyway, talking a lot about military dictatorships as they try and formulate some kind of a plan for a democracy. I don't know why anybody would have a revolt and strive for democracy. Of all things, I mean, they could at least set their goals a little higher. But having moved up just a tad above an anarchy, they're clamoring for a democracy. Maybe they ought to try a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government one time, sans the parties. They'd probably do much better. Let's see if we can get this little bad boy to load up here for me. Come on, here we go. Mubarak moves to regain streets as turmoil hits Yemen. Yemen, yo man, get down. Ahmed Namitali and Alaha Shahini and Caroline Alexander, collaboratively writing for Bloomberg, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak. Hosni sought to regain control of Cairo's streets hours after protesters rejected it. You know, I heard all this story yesterday, you know, about millions and millions of protesters turning out. There was a Christian news source. They were talking about 250,000 people showed up. How does it go from millions and millions to 250,000? Is anybody getting a head count here? Egyptian's President Hosni Mubarak sought to regain control of Cairo's streets hours after protesters rejected his promise to stand down later this year as unrest in the region spreads to Yemen and Jordan and all the rest of them. The Egyptian army said protesters should return to their homes. So what? I guess we could ask. In a statement by a military spokesman, why don't you take the military out with Hosni, huh? Put them all out on the curb. Put them in the garbage can. Send them bye-bye. After all, Egypt's military, the 10th largest on the planet, is basically an extension of the Department of Defense out of Washington District of Criminals. It came hours after the U.S. President Barry the Usurper told Mubarak that transition to the democracy must begin now. Wow. I guess. Supporters of the president rallied in central Cairo, and there were scuffles with protesters. Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh today vowed not to extend his term in 2013 after Mubarak said late yesterday he won't run for re-election in September. Well, if the world ends in 2012, I guess they could make all these kind of statements. Political turmoil is spreading through the Middle East. Saleh called for a national unity government in Yemen. Jordan's King Abdullah yesterday sacked his prime minister. He's probably been sacking that prime minister for a long time. We don't want to talk about that on the news. In Algeria, protesters have been killed in clashes with security forces. The unprecedented protests in Egypt, which followed a revolt in Tunisia that ousted President Zayn al-Abidine Ben Ali. Wow. Damn, that guy sounds important. On January the 14th, have left as many as 300 people dead and roiled international stock, bond, and oil markets. As many as 300 people did. There's no fun in that one. There's no chance that Mubarak can last until September. He is 82 years old, after all. There's too much water under the bridge. Well, they used to hang them under bridges and let the tides come up in some places. Well, anyway, Raim Alaf, Associate Fellow of the Middle East and North Africa Program, P-R-O-G-R-A-M-M-E, by the way, at London's Chatham House, just in case you wondered where the Program of Action for Sustainable Development might have been penned, London's Chatham House, quote, "The protests won't stop until he leaves or is ousted. The opposition is clear that they want the fall of the regime, not just Mubarak." Right, they want to see more than just have the statue of Saddam yanked down. They want to see the whole damn kit and caboodle swept out. And I call that Operation Clean Sweep. That's really the best way to go. Back to normal. The president, now B. Mubarak, 82, indicated yesterday the government would take steps to try to return the country to normal, including dispatching police to apprehend those responsible for arson and other illegal actions in the past weeks of protest. Internet communication across the country cut off during the protest were restored today. Some banks, automated teller machines are working, and 24,000 government employees received their salaries, state television said. Well, there's more to that. Anyway, let's jump on to the next article. I'm sure the people in Egypt will figure it out eventually. EU leaders plan euro pledge as investors bet on debt strategy. Wow. James Nugger, writing for Bloomberg, European leaders are preparing a pledge to stamp out the debt crisis and defend the euro. Stamping out the debt crisis. On earth do they intend to do that? Seeking to keep markets at bay until a late March deadline to bridge differences over budget rules, rescue loan rates, and buybacks. Sounds pretty American to me. Germany, the biggest of the 17 euro nations, is making its assent to the expanded rescue effort conditional on tougher controls of countries' finances. They're taking their pledge and they're putting in a condition to it, conditioning their pledge. Anyway, says four officials involved in the talks who declined to be named because the deliberations aren't public. Existing budget rules have gone unenforced since the euro's debut in 1999. Of course, we have the same problem here. We set up that great panel on regulations and all that, and we'll see whether they ever do anything at all. Of course, they've given themselves an unreasonably long deadline to act. Here's another one. Catherine Dodge writing this for Bloomberg, February the 1st. Ryan's deficit-cutting proposals are too ambitious even for fellow Republicans. All right, what's this about? Paul Ryan, the U.S. House budget chief, rejected Barry the Usurper's efforts to tame government spending as not enough. As Ryan, guy looks like he's about 40 years old, drafts a Republican alternative, he'll have to reject his own ideas as too much. Left, right.
Are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back to this article again, rather dreadfully boring as it is. But Ryan, this is Paul Ryan. He's the U.S. House Budget Chief, all right? And his roadmap for America's future is looking pretty bumpy. It's a long-term proposal for dealing with the nation's deficit that he introduced long before taking the helm of the Budget Committee last month. Of course, we were over looking at this Institute for New Economic Thinking yesterday and over the evening where they're talking about, you know, hey, well, you know, China's got their five-year plans and their 10-year plans and, you know, Stalin with his 25-year plans and all the rest of that. So I guess Paul Ryan here, he's trying to look at a long-term proposal, and there's nothing wrong with that, in my opinion. But anyway, a long-term proposal for dealing with the nation's deficit that he introduced long before taking the helm of the Budget Committee last month, which would cut deep into health programs for the elderly and the disabled, the biggest drivers of federal spending, and partially privatized Social Security. Of course, he's not looking at cutting off the funding for Egypt and Israel. He's not talking about, you know, going into the military-industrial complex and cutting them off at the knees. He's going to go in there and start hassling the little old ladies. All right, anyway. It'd mean about $718 billion less, almost 6% for Medicare and Medicaid over the next 9 years. Why do they do that? Spread it out over the years. Tell us what it's going to be each year, brother. Let us know what it's going to be. According to a Bloomberg government study, while a newly empowered House Republicans put shrinking the U.S. debt at the top of the agenda and chose Ryan to lead on budget issues, His own panel won't produce a spending plan that mirrors his proposals, and so he's got grand ideas, but he's sharing them by himself. House Speaker John Boehner called Ryan's roadmap a bold vision of conservative reform. That's nice. While also saying that he doesn't agree with all of it, and that the outline isn't a budget plan. Well, I guess that's one way of, that's kind of a, what do they call it, a backhanded compliment. Thanks, Johnny. Johnny Boehner. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said any cuts in entitlement programs such as Medicare and Social Security must have bipartisan support. All right, so they got to drag them across the aisle. There will be no entitlement reform without the president's embrace. Dang. Sounds almost pornographic. McConnell said last month when asked by reporters about Ryan's roadmap, which would also reduce income taxes and give the wealthiest Americans the most relief, according to another study. Well, I guess he's taking care of his constituents in the wealthy department, aren't he? Spending vote looms. Even a group of House Republicans pushing for deep budget cuts steered clear of entitlement programs when they introduced a plan. You know why? You know why they stay away from this? Why do they stay away from Medicare and Social Security? Why do they stay away from this Medicare plan, Part A, Part B, you know, the senior prescriptions and all of that? Why do they stay away from that? Have you ever been online with any of these congresswomen when they call around to the community? I have. Kit Bond, Roy Blunt. Roy Blunt made a big deal out of that. He was having these statewide conference calls, and they called me all the time and asked, you know, they give you an opportunity to, if you select the option, the correct option, you could ask the good congressman a question. But all the questions were seeming to be the same kind of questions. Everybody, they were all seniors. I was probably the youngest person on the conference call myself. And I don't take any handouts, and I don't think that I'm entitled to a damn thing, and I would just soon have the government get off my back and out of my pocket, you know. But the primary focus of all of these conferences, you ever been to one of these public meetings, listening posts and things like that? You know, the walkers come in the door, you know, then all the wheelchairs and the oxygen bottles, they come in the door, and then everybody sits there with their hands out to Uncle Suck. Really, really hard to go in and toy with this stuff, or you're going to lose all of the support. You're going to lose your base. You're going to lose your base. The young people don't have time. They're too busy working and raising a family, so they don't come out to these sort of things. And they really couldn't give a flying willendo about whether or not they get prescription, you know, help or assistance at all. But the senior citizens certainly do. Anyway, the article continues. House Republican leaders plan a vote the week of February the 14th to cut non-security discretionary spending for the rest of the fiscal year. We're not going to cut security discretionary spending. We're not going to hack out the TSA and quit wasting money on that. We'll continue to buy Michael Chertoff's, you know, backscatter machines. We'll continue with that. We'll continue to fly Predator drones over Pakistan and kill all the civilians that we can. We'll continue to marshal the opium poppies in Afghanistan. We'll continue to have the highly, you know, and heavily armored peacekeeping forces in Iraq to, protect the new embassy there. No, we're not going to cut any of that back, but we're going to go right into Medicare and Medicaid and Part A and Part B and all that stuff. Party leaders made a campaign pledge to cut this year's spending by $100 billion. $100 billion? Quit giving Israel $52 billion a year. You'd be halfway there in one stroke. Anyway, party leaders made a campaign pledge to cut this year's spending by $100 billion to narrow a deficit. Why do we pay $52 billion a year to Israel in the first place? 60 years old. They wanted to have their own national home. Well, by God, they've got it. Can't they stand on their own feet? Isn't it time to cut that red-headed stepchild loose, you know? Let the Rothschilds like them so damn much. Let them run it, all right? Tired of it. Anyway, that's my opinion, and I'm entitled to it. They've scaled back to about $60 billion because the government is almost halfway through the fiscal year. Ryan, who's 41 years of age, so he's, you know, they're talking about pumping up the Social Security benefits year to 69 from 65. In either case, you know, this guy's like 25 years out for that. So anyway, he's only 41 years of age. He'll introduce legislation next week that sets the overall amount of the reduction for this year, insane children and adolescents ruling the country, after which various appropriations committees will propose specific cuts. Ryan will unveil his fiscal 2012 budget in April. Wow. The usurper will propose his 2012 budget on February the 14th. So I guess the usurper is going to get in before Ryan. I wonder whose budget will be taken. He said that in his January the 25th spate of the Onion address. He wants to start by freezing non-security discretionary spending for 5 years. Nobody wants to touch that security-related discretionary spending. No one wants to touch that. He said the plan would save $400 billion over a decade while offering no specifics. He called for lowering Medicare and Medicaid costs and finding a bipartisan solution to strengthen Social Security, the pension program for retirees, as if anybody needs to be reminded of what that pilfering program is all about. Spends too much? Ryan, delivering the Republican response, said the administration's actions show they want a federal government that controls too much, taxes too much, and spends too much. These guys ought to just all, you know, retire to their rooms and have a tea party or something. I hope they've invested heavily in Mattel. I guess the Barbie doll is really knocking it out this year for profits. The Wisconsin Republicans hasn't been afraid to touch entitlement spending, long sacrosanct in U.S. politics, but he does seem to be afraid of taxing the ultra-rich too much. His roadmap, which he introduced in 2008 and revised last year, would cut funds for nursing homes by $92 billion. Imagine that Ryan's mother and father aren't in a nursing home, or he probably wouldn't be cutting that, or 5%, and money for hospitals by $247 billion, or 2.5%. I think we're getting a little closer now. Get into, you know, Mercy, all these Catholic hospitals. You know, what a racket. What a racket. You want to know why it's so very expensive to get health care in this country? The pilfering doctors, the hospitals, the insurance companies. They're raking us over the coals, you know. Anyway, the analysis was based on data from Ryan's plan, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, and the government's Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Funds for doctors and other clinicians would fall by $83 billion, or 1.3%, from 2011 through 2019. Are these guys overpaid by 1.3%, or are they overpaid by 40 or 50%? Maybe we could find a little bit more in there, doctors and other clinicians. Of course, if you start going after the doctors and the other clinicians and the healthcare industry in general, I guess you're attacking the only remaining employers in the country. Every time I get a newspaper, I look in the back on the help wanted section, the only thing that's ever there is nurses' aides. Nurses' aides. Nurses' aides. And nothing else. They don't even have ambulance drivers listed in the jobs. Just nurses' aides. Not a nurse, but the nurse's aide. For Medicare, new beneficiaries in 2021 would be put on a voucher program, providing a fixed sum each year that they could use to buy private coverage. A voucher program. All right? Go over your voucher amount and you're tubed. It's going to be it, you know. Well, under the current system, the government pays doctors and hospitals.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.com.
TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Morona's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So we'll go a little bit further with this article just to give you a flavor of, you know, the band-aids on the sucking chest wound of the body politic that are being proposed here by Ryan and the other Republicans that were coming into the picture, you know, to save our bacon, right? Right. Anyway, spending on Medicaid, which benefits the poor and the disabled, would decline by 19% over 9 years. Beneficiaries would get a fixed payment for care. See, they got a voucher. If you're a senior, you got a voucher, right? Which you can use to go out and buy private coverage. So basically, it's just like subsidizing the insurance industry. You go out and the government sends you, Uncle Suck sends you a check, stolen from you, by the way, at interest. Uncle Suck sends you a check, stolen from the people, at interest. And you're supposed to turn around and send that check to one of these pilfering, pandering insurance companies that we subsidize, they steal from you at interest, and then you're supposed to live somehow or another under that insurance program's care and whatnot, and that's it, you know. If your insurance costs more than the voucher, well, it's going to be up to you. Well, I guess that's all right. The Medicare voucher would average $11,000 for each beneficiary. My God, $11,000 for each beneficiary. A check that comes into your hands through the mailbox, and then you turn around and you send per beneficiary $11,000 to the insurance lobby. Oh, what a pipeline for graft, greed, and corruption. Who wrote this? Well, we know who wrote this legislation. You know, if you could get through an entire year of your life, you know, without even going to a doctor, that'd be a good thing. If you go through your life, you know, well, maybe you've got some malady once or twice, and it will cost you maybe $11,000. That's huge. Okay, I can't even put it in my mind. $11,000 bucks. Now I know a lot of people, you out there, you know, you you go in for all these procedures, and then when you go in and you get a procedure, then the doctor says they'd like to have you come back next Tuesday for another procedure, and then you come in on Tuesday for another procedure, and they schedule you for another procedure, and each time you come, they write you a script, and you go to Walmart, and you buy the drugs, okay? It's quite the mill. I went through that with my parents, watching how the doctors were trying to milk them because they had government insurance coverage, you know? Unbelievable. But if we could just break that cycle and stop thinking about medicines and doctors and pharmacopoeia and all that and be health care. Let's take care of our health, you know? I don't think they spent $11,000 on vitamins and nutritious food. And God only helps you if you want nutritious food. Where are you going to get it in America? You're not going to get it down the grocery. Irradiated beef substitutes and pink slime products. $11,000 for each beneficiary every year. Medicare is going to open the checkbook and send it out. And then it goes right back to the insurance companies. And they have an actuarial table that they run on, all right? And so, but you get this insurance program, you think, well, look, we got $65,000 a year health care here. We've only used $30,000 worth. We need to go out and get $30,000 worth of procedures done so that we can take full advantage of our insurance. What a ridiculous system this is. Spending on Medicaid, which benefits the poor and the disabled, would decline by 19% over 9 years. Beneficiaries would get a fixed payment for care, and an annual increase would be capped at about 2.7%. So you're going backwards against inflation. Quote, he's real close to saying it right here. Quote, we have to pull our head out of the sand and realize, I could have suggested another place to pull your head out of, and realize that if you're going to solve long-term budget woes, you're going to have to include entitlements. Close quote. Said Republican Jack Kingston of Georgia. Now, Kingston, he's the guy that would be the friend for the Senate Bill 510 repeal, or defunding it anyway. He's a member of the Appropriations Committee, and he pledged to defund the Food Security Act. Jack Kingston, Republican out of Georgia. Everybody keep your eyes on him. He's in the Appropriations Committee. But anyway, again, we have to pull our head out of the darkness and realize that if you're going to solve long-term budget woes, you're going to have to include entitlements. Well, yeah, title, right, and interest. 82% of Americans are opposed to benefit cuts to the Medicare health insurance program for the elderly, even though almost half say the budget shortfall is dangerously out of control. 82% of Americans are opposed to benefit cuts. I don't know, they never ask me. Did they ask you? Where do they get a number like that? Almost half, they never ask me, but they know half. Almost half say the budget shortfall is dangerously out of control. Wow. The public's resistance to entitlement cuts explains the Republican reluctance to get behind Ryan's detailed proposal. Again, who are they asking? And the failure of both political parties to offer specific plans to curb entitlement spending underlines how difficult it will be to follow through on promises to rein in the deficit. Maybe they should have thought about that before they gave their word. You know, man's word used to be his bond, but apparently these guys are just running on bonded indebtedness. In our two-year horizon of political life in Washington, everyone is afraid to sign on to something that is actually long-term thinking. Our two-year horizon of political life. Of course, he's making projections out 20 years. He won't be around for it. He's looking at a two-year horizon of political life in Washington. On the revenue side, Ryan's roadmap would scrap tax exemptions for employer-sponsored health benefits. Ryan's roadmap would scrap tax exemptions for employer-sponsored health benefits in favor of individual tax credits and let workers under the age of 55 steer part of their Social Security taxes into private accounts. Maybe we need to rethink those Social Security accounts entirely. It would help keep the Social Security system for people 55 and older. Maybe we need to get rid of it entirely there, Ryan. He would eliminate income tax. Who cares, really? I mean, it's a lengthy article, but he doesn't have much support here. It's largely just words, but this is the thinking on the Hill. He would eliminate income taxes on corporations, capital gains, and dividends. Well, I'd like to see the capital gains tax go away. kind of like to see the income tax on corporations go away, too. And a tax on the dividends. I'd like to see that go away, too. But I'd also like to see the income tax, the IRS, and the Federal Reserve System eliminated in its entirety. Anyway, he wants to retain the Bush-era tax cuts, now set to expire in 2012, which would exacerbate the deficit. Those changes, we're not ever going to go after the disease, folks. All they're going to do is address symptoms and victims, and probably create more victims than before, and new symptoms also. But they'll never approach the disease. Why don't they ever want to go after the disease? Because they're not looking for a cure. He wants a tax system that will generate approximately 19% of GDP, said Joseph Rosenberg, a research associate at the Tax Policy Center who did the analysis. The plan he laid out doesn't come close enough to that level. Well, he's probably not going to get very far with it. Going to another one. Senate plans test vote on the Republicans' repeal of the U.S. health care overhaul. Laura Litvan and Julie Hirschfield Davis, writing for Bloomberg. The Senate will take a test vote as early as today, and that would be the first, that would be yesterday. I wonder if they did that. As early as today on Republicans' bid to repeal the U.S. health care overhaul, the usurper's biggest domestic achievement. Domestic achievement. Even as Democrats who control the Senate express confidence they can defeat the effort with procedural tactics, the Republicans said they will continue their drive to take apart the law enacted last year. They want to compel votes that keep Democrats on record favoring the overhaul, which eventually may prove tough for those from Republican-leaning states. So it's more left-right politics, okay? There's another one. Daryl Preston writing for Bloomberg. Governors making pension cuts may be thwarted by employee suits. They don't tell us what kind of suits those are, but New Jersey Governor Chris Christie said he doesn't mind breaking promises to pensioners to close a $10.5 billion budget deficit, even if they sue. That's your government for you. We don't care. We'll break our promises. We made a promise, but, you know, promises aren't meant to be kept. You know, we know that choices have compromises, but in this moral relativity, you know, there are no absolutes. Just because I say I'm going to do a thing doesn't mean I'm going to do it. I might not even show up. What kind of a world do we live in? We'll be right back. Much more to come.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation, are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all-organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to ENERFOOD.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. ENERFOOD.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Rich Dandover.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And so back again, once again, on our Wednesday. This is our Wednesday, February the 2nd, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network in the first hour of variety of news. Pretty depressing, weird, kind of non-eventful news this morning. Just a handful of new news. This is all public notice, you know. Journalism, that's what it is. Journalism. Business and a profession, that's what they're doing. Anyway, this article here, governors making pension cuts may be thwarted by employee suits. They don't care. This New Jersey governor, Chris Christie, said he doesn't mind breaking promises to pensioners to close a $10.5 billion budget deficit, even if they sue. I have bigger issues than who sues me, said Christie, 48 years old, a Republican and former federal prosecutor who wants to end cost of living increases for retirees. Get in line, he says. That's kind of like Michael Bloomberg, you know, confronted by one of his workers there, I guess. I don't know, a secretary over in the steno pool or something, and she finds herself pregnant. She comes to Bloomberg, says, Michael, I'm pregnant. And he says, number 16, kill it. Amazing, huh? What kind of a man is this guy? Paid $200 million to be the mayor of New York City. Number 16, kill it. That son of a beaver-tailed batard. Number 16, kill it. Well, hey, don't worry about Chris Christie here. He's got bigger issues than who sues him. Get in line. Public workers in Colorado, South Dakota, and Minnesota are already suing their states, which are among 18 that want to pay pension costs by increasing employee contributions, raising the retirement age, or curbing the cost of living increases. Quote, we believe it's unconstitutional. I would question that, Gary, said Gary Justice, 63, a retired mathematics teacher. Maybe you should have taken a look about the Constitution before you got on to Uncle Suck's long teeth, pal. Anyway, he's a little bit uptight now. He's been stealing from the people all these years, and he wants to continue to steal from the people until his death. Anyway, Denver Public Schools, who's a plaintiff in the Colorado suit, quote, these are contracts that I and 100,000 other retirees worked for, that we, the people, never gave our consent to. Anyway, these are contracts that I and 100 other thousand retirees worked for. They worked for what? They worked for the retirement. They didn't do too well educating children, but they worked for those bennies. They wanted those benefits. They were looking forward to retiring. And now they're pissed, and they're going to go to court. U.S. cities, counties, and states face a $3.6 trillion gap between their pension assets. That's what socialism will do for you, and what they've promised retirees, according to a study by Robert Novi Marks, of the University of Rochester, and Joshua Rauh, R-A-U-H, you figure out where he was born, at Northwestern University. States must also contend with $140 billion of budget deficits next fiscal year, according to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. I've got a book in my library. It's called World Hoax. It goes through and lists all of the lesser brethren that found their way into power when the Leninist and Stalinist Soviet Russia was created and brought into existence. And they just basically pilfered, pandered, and worked their way to the top there as well. Nothing seems to change except for the continent. Geography and demographics. Other than that, nothing changed. Pressure to cut spending and not raise taxes. Public officials are focusing on pensions, said Ron Schnell, senior fellow at the National Conference of State Legislatures. But of course, you know, if there's any truth at all to what Cliff Richardson put together in that Corporation Nation video, all of these pensions, they're privately invested. They're above the line. They don't have anything to do with your taxes at all. They're not part of the budget.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So once again, into this rather lengthy article off the Bloomberg website, you know, to borrowing for pensions and so on and so forth. Illinois lawmakers lowered retirement benefits for new workers last year. The state will borrow $3.7 billion this month for its fiscal 2011 contribution, the second consecutive year it sold bonds to make payments. States have exhausted more palatable actions, such as cutting staff and expenses. They've exhausted that. There's nobody left in government, right? And they've rented out all the buildings, like they did down in, what was it, Arizona? The Fitch Ratings said on January 25th in a report giving a negative outlook to the state debt sector, they faced the most difficult fiscal year since the U.S. recession began in December of 2007. Of course, we found coming out of Davos that if the United States, you know, and if China and the United States and the other European, you know, country, what would be the way to say it? If all of the rest of the people that are involved, how should I say it? Well, it's not coming to mind quickly enough. Everybody that signed on to the Davos, you know, the Doha round, If they don't get the Doha round deal done this year, that impacts China now. If they don't get the Doha round done this year, then it may never get done. Why? Well, because next year it's going to be U.S. elections. It's unusual how the whole world looks at the U.S. elections as being the big deal. It's enough to kill all the other deals going down for an entire year. But apparently if China doesn't get the... That was Peter D. Sutherland's interview, that's right, with Mr. Lamy, talking with Deming, the Chinese representative there. If they don't get the Doha deal done this year, it won't get done, or it might not get done. Anyway, that's all part of this discussion. The strain of funding pensions intensified as securities market fell during the 18-month economic contraction, the largest since the 43-month slump of the Great Depression, according to the National Bureau, blah, blah, blah. Least sound system. Illinois has the least sound system. Yeah. With a funded ratio of about 51%, followed by Oklahoma and Kentucky. According to Bloomberg data, Missouri, Oregon, and Arkansas are in the middle with about 80%, a ratio considered adequate by actuaries. But Illinois, they're funded about 51%. The rapid growth of unfunded debt obligations prompted Moody's Investor Service to issue a combined measurement of states' debt and pension liabilities for the first time on January the 27th, so investors can compare them with companies. Now, who's investing in this debt? Who's investing in these pension funds? Corporation Nation will help you to understand that. Pressure to fund retirements will continue to have a negative impact on state credit ratings. State credit ratings. Did you know that your state has a credit rating? Of course you did. And you have a credit rating, too, if you could find it. More than 20 states considered changes to pension plans last year, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures. Then it goes on, too many proposals, short of funds. It just goes on and on. I ain't getting out of the woods here on this stuff yet. One more article, maybe two. Another one off of Bloomberg this morning. There's a lot of news out there, but there's really not any new newsy news. It's just a lot of the old stuff rehashed, redrashed, and brought out again. Cuomo to cut New York State spending. So we went from New Jersey. Now we're going to jump across the East River, I guess. Cuomo to cut New York State spending by $8.86 billion and fire 9,800 workers. Wow. Heard about this one before. Michael Quinn writing for Bloomberg. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo proposed cutting local school aid by 7.3%, reducing Medicaid spending by almost $3 billion in a budget. Ugh. In a budget that closes a $10 billion deficit. As many as 9,800 workers may be fired. You got a $10 billion deficit. Why don't they just go over there and hack it right over the top of Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan Chase? Get back some of the billions that they've been raping people for all this time. Anyway, as many as 9,800 workers may be fired under the $132.9 billion spending plan, according to documents released by Cuomo today. Aid to 700 school districts, the largest expense for the third most populous U.S. state, will be cut by $1.5 billion to $19.4 billion in the fiscal year beginning April the 1st, according to the governor. Go ahead and fire all the teachers, you know. Sent a little Skype message on the side to Doug Owen the other evening while he was doing his broadcast, talking a little bit about this article, this concept. Go ahead and fire all the teachers. Do it now. Just get rid of them all and the superintendents. And then every student in American schools, that notices that there are no teachers in the building, those will just immediately graduate. All right, they get their diploma right now. And for the rest of the students who fail to notice that there are no students or no teachers in the building, for all of those that can't figure out that there are no teachers in the classroom, they can stay in school and keep coming back. We'll send the busters out. They can keep coming back until they notice that there are no teachers in the buildings. And as soon as each of them have the little light bulb come on in their head, when they realize that they're not learning anything and anything new, and that there are no teachers in the building, and that there are no textbooks, and when each of those students realizes that, when the light goes on in their little pea brains, we'll graduate them. They're all done. All right? They can come out of the oven. They're ready to go out into the world. But for all of the students who notice that there are no teachers, we'll just graduate them immediately. I think that would save a lot of money for America, and it would certainly solve our public education problem. The state outlays for Medicaid would be reduced by $2.85 billion by implementing some of the more than 1,000 suggestions already collected by a task force. The people get thousands of suggestions. And they're taking one here, one there, one here, one there. Future growth in the health care program for the poor would be tied to the medical care cost proportion of the consumer price index. The medical care cost portion of the consumer price index. And again, you know, I can understand if you're not healthy. I can understand if you've, you know, made a life of going to the doctor. Or if something untoward happened in your life and makes you go to a doctor. At least makes you think going to a doctor would be beneficial. I can understand that. But to think that our consumer price index would have a medical care cost portion tied right into it, as if we're all, you know, in this deal of going to the shaman on a regular basis. Maybe we all just, I don't know, try psilocybin mushrooms maybe for a while. Maybe we ought to smoke dope or do something. Because whatever we're doing ain't working. It's not working. Healthcare, my eye. Medicaid spending? Total Medicaid spending, including the federal money that covers about half the program, would fall $982 million from this year, or about 2%, Cuomo said. He cited home health services, where administrative expenses absorb 52 cents of every dollar, as an example of how the system could become more efficient. Home health care services. An old timer and his wife live across the street from me in a rental unit. These people have had home health care services for years and years and years and years. They have an aide that comes over. They have 24-hour day care in their house. Oxygen bottles being delivered to the house all the time. Food being brought to them all the time and stuff like that. But they're in their own home. I wonder if that's cost effective.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution. Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com. Or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to 1,000 thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to teamspeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. teamspeak.cc.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And a shout out to Sean in the chat room. I guess they got a cyclone coming into Australia doing big time damage down there. He called it a category 5. You know, hard to say what a category 5 is. I guess the way that the weather reports and forecasters go, you know, it's going to be subjective there. I don't know whether I'd be able to stand on the shore and look at a cyclone and call it whatever kind of a category it is. I'd call it, you know, probably comes under the heading of the too damn bads, you know. If it hits you, it's going to be too damn bad. If it misses you, well, that's too damn bad, too. But anyway, going back to the discussion, look out, Sean. Cover yourself up carefully, my friend. Anyway, back to the discussion. The reduction in school aid is a reversal of the 13% increase called for by existing law. So they put it in law. They're going to jack it up 13. You want to talk about, you know, budgeting for failure. They're going to go ahead and jack up the money that they dump into schools every year 13%. The birth-death ratio be damned. Okay, so I mean, you got to have the southern border wide open. You've got to have these visa students coming in all the time, in order to fill up our schools. Heard a story, a sad story the other day. A guy is visiting his girlfriend in the university, and they're walking around the campus, and there's nothing but Chinese, and they're all speaking Mandarin, and he's wondering why. Well, because we keep jacking up the amount of money that we pump into our education system by 13% every year. And we have fewer and fewer students born. That's what happens when you got the aging white population and our sperm count is down about nil. All right? Unless you have an income, you can't have an outgo, right? The reduction in school aid is a reversal of this 13% increase. Schools could cover loss of funds by using reserves, and I think they ought to. Freezing wages of teachers, I would say that's a very wise thing to do. And administrators, that's certainly appropriate. And don't just freeze them, start hacking them to the bone. Or even reducing salaries and benefits of the 200, and this is just New York now. Reducing the salaries and the benefits of 279 school superintendents who receive more than $200,000 per year. $200,000 for a public worker, a public servant. $200,000 a year. What does he do? What is his mental output worth per hour? What does he do? A superintendent of schools picks up the telephone, makes a few phone calls, talks from time to time. He's a conciliator. Yeah, I don't know what he does, but whatever he does, why the hell is he being paid $200,000 per year? I think that's a great place there, Cuomo. Cut that and cut that first. He said, echoing comments made by New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, a Republican. What if they just took the superintendent of schools and fired them? And then wait and give a raise to any teacher that notices that there's no longer a superintendent of schools in that building over there. Okay? Just get rid of them. New York City's Michael Bloomberg said Cuomo's plan would result in thousands of layoffs in our schools and across city agencies, according to a statement. I think that would be a good thing. Thousands of layoffs in our schools and across the city agencies. Why don't we go back to let's just pick a number and say 40 students per classroom. That's right. That's just four rows of desks, 10 desks wide. Pretty manageable. Kind of about the way I went to school. Seemed to work for me. I'll bet it would work again. Maybe if they would even put desks back in the schools, that would be an indication that perhaps schoolwork was required in attendance instead of just getting rid of all the desks, selling them. And then they put a couple of feed troughs full of toys and games in the middle of the room and let the children, the little ones, the wee ones, your boys and girls, they can all just take their clothes off, play naked, have oral sex on the floor as they dig through the boxes of toys. And that's apparently happening in California schools. Sad and sorry testimony to say. Operating funds? To create incentives for better performance at school, Cuomo proposed $250 million of grants to schools that improve classroom results. Why don't you go the other way? If you don't have the results you expect, and we know what we expect, we expect the instructor's best. And then we're going to need to inspect to make sure that we get what we expect. And rather than giving them bonuses to do what we expect, we penalize them for falling short of the mark. You know, accountability. Your job, you signed up for it. We put out an advertisement. You came in. You brought your resume and all of your piled high and deep pieces of paper from universities that didn't do you any better service than what you're about to do to these poor young people. But you came in. You responded to the advertisement. You applied. Now, we hired you. So you've bit off. You've taken the responsibility. And we anticipate, we expect, absolutely your best performance every single day. Not, you know, 2 days a week. Every single day. 5 days a week. We want your best. That's what we hired you for. And if you fail to give us your best, we're going to give you less. All right? That's called accountability. We know what the responsibility is. And now we need to apply accountability. But anyway, back to the discussion here again. Maybe I'm just too harsh. State operating funds, which exclude federal aid and capital spending. Capital spending, that's something we need to look at very carefully. Especially when we're looking at schools. If we would take a chainsaw and just saw the school off along the sports line between sports and academia, between sports and education, reading, writing, arithmetic, just take a chainsaw and cut that building right between there, 90% of the building would go away. And 10% would be left where we actually have a school. That's the little red schoolhouse concept, right? It's time to grow potatoes and corn on all those acres that are devoted to football, gridirons, and baseball, and basketball, and running courts, and tennis, and this, and that, and the other thing. I think all of the young people could go out in the sunshine for 30 minutes a day, maybe, and follow the John Kennedy model. Try calisthenics, you know? Get a little exercise, a little fresh air in your lungs, a little sunshine and vitamin D in your eyes, and then come back in and study again and quit worrying about sports. This continuous obsession with our balls in this country, it's amazing. Anyway, fiscal woes. New York's budget gap is part of the $125 billion faced by U.S. states in fiscal 2012 as their tax revenue isn't growing fast enough to make up for the loss of $53 billion of federal aid. Well, the people are broke. Not head. Of course their tax revenue is not going to keep up. The property values are declining. They're dropping. They're plunging like stones. 30-40% over-assessed. Of course tax revenue is going down. People are not flooding out to Walmart. Didn't hear of anybody dying, crushing into the Walmart store on Black Friday this year, did we? I didn't notice it. And we're trying to kill each other at the local grocery on any of the Merchant Man Holy Days. They're broke. Ain't no joke. Anyway, his plan would raise $455 million of additional revenues, mostly from better tax enforcement and additional funds from the state lottery. Why don't you shut that state lottery off? Why are you teaching people to gamble? Why are we subsidizing gambling? They don't care. They don't keep their promises anyway. There's no morality in the system. Let's just gamble. Let's just cast our bones for stones, right? Amazing. Get rid of the lottery. Be a great place to start. Whose profit provided $2.67 billion to education last year. Who are the people that wind up in the bingo halls? Ever been in one? usually people that are pretty poor. People cashing in their welfare checks and their food stamps for bingo stamps so that they can gamble a little bit more.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
A wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties, a few years ago. In fact, Moroni's called his work a dire prophecy. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica10.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, that's www.endofamerica10.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, this is Jack Blood, host of Deadline Live. For years now, I have been cheating the multinational pharma cartels and have avoided extensive doctor bills by taking Enerfood products every day. These are the products that the powers that be do not want you to know about, and with Codex Alimentarius legislation are actively trying to ban. Why? Because if you take Enerfood coconut milk powder and switch to all organic NutriCafe coffee and Coco Mojo, you won't need them. Go to enerfood.com today to learn more about how a daily inexpensive intake of nature's superfood will increase your immune system by flushing out toxins, and how this will increase your energy, stamina, and focus. You know, you can't take on the New World Order from your couch. enerfood.com or give them a call today. 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So our friend Sean Surplus, a.k.a. Surplus, has dropped a little link in our Skype box for me here. The Australian Government Bureau of Meteorology, Tropical Cyclone Warning, the Centre Brisbane, Tropical Cyclone Forecast Track Map, Severe Tropical Cyclone Yasi, Y-A-S-I. You can browse that one up for yourself and take a look at it, but it's quite a graphic that they've got here. This bad boy is going to come in and run right across, looks like Georgetown, Richmond, maybe as far out as Mount Isa, etc. But it's definitely a big storm coming on, and at warning zones, gales within 24 hours, watch zones, very destructive winds, gale force winds, blah, blah, blah. All this stuff is shown. The forecast path shown above is the Bureau's best estimate of the cyclone's future movement and intensity. There's always some uncertainty associated with tropical cyclone forecasting, and the gray zone indicates the range of likely tracks of the cyclone center. Due to the uncertainty in the future movement, the indicated winds will almost certainly extend to regions outside the rings on this map The extent of the warnings and watch zones reflect this, and so on. Not looking too good. Not looking too good at all. Anyway, that's that. Oh, baby. Yeah. We hear a lot about winds of this and wind of that and storms of this and storms of that. But you know, these catastrophes, they have cat bonds that run with them. I don't know if you remember us talking about those in the past. But there's a lot of people out there that actually bet, if you will, with their money on whether there will or there will not be a storm, especially insurance companies like to get involved with that. We listened to a governor's conference. Vicki Davis brought it to our attention once, not too long ago, where they were, Travelers Insurance was there, and they were talking about the FEMA's all-hazard mitigation planning system and all of that. And then we found out all about cat bonds, these catastrophe bonds, or as Roberto Schroeder says, the cataster. Well, so there's a cataster coming on shore in Australia, and I'm sure a lot of the insurance people are gambling about the death, the destruction that'll come along with it. Anyway, a lot of money be made in catastrophes, and you never want to let a good, crisis go to waste. Back to the discussion here out of New York, right? You just about dropped this for the day. In fact, I'm kind of leaning towards that, but let's go a little bit further. Cutting state jobs and services they provide isn't fair in a budget that seeks to, quote, maintain tax breaks for millionaires, said Danny Donohue, good Irish boy there, president of the Civil Service Employees Association, the largest union for state workers. About 127,000 of New York's 196,000 workers are under the governor's direct control. Oh, really? Well, anyway, so there's a lot more about that, and I'm sure that in the weeks and the months coming, we'll hear even more about all of the various states going crazy, trying to find ways to cover their deficits and their shortfalls. Unlike the federal government, they don't really have the ability to just print money out of nowhere. They have to find more devious methods. This off of Bloomberg, a little bit more about the environment here. Wind power market fell worldwide in 2010, all right? Wind power market fell worldwide in 2010. Now, they keep coming up with all of these lost and missing climate change EU carbon credits. You know, people are stealing them now. And they're going to, Barclays, PLC is calling for, having limited access to these carbon permits. They're really valuable. You know, carbon dioxide, it's precious stuff. You know, it's like the king's clothing. It certainly has a lot of value in Al Gore's mind. But they're exchanging carbon credits these days, and I guess people are stealing them. Can't get enough carbon dioxide, you know, legally, lawfully, and orderly, so they just steal them. They want those credits. But this, wind power market fell. So Don Quixote's windmill's not doing too well. All right? And we need to be very, very aware of that, especially from the standpoint of these free trade zones that Vicki Davis has been talking about lately. New wind power installations fell 7% worldwide in 2010 as policy uncertainty in the U.S. led to a, quote-unquote, disappointing year there. And depressed electricity demand hit richer nations, the Global Wind Energy Council said. Now, of course, they keep telling us, you know, we're not going to have incandescent light bulbs, and now we've got the smart meters, and we're going to have smart thermometers in the house, you know, and all this stuff. They don't want us to use any electricity, but when we don't use electricity, then we have disappointing years in the wind power market. Well, you go figure it out. Insane children and adolescents are running the government. About 35.8 gigawatts of wind turbines were installed worldwide last year. It would have been a place to put your money, I can assure you. You would have made money in wind turbine installations last year. Down from 38.6 gigawatts in 2009, the 1,500-member Brussels-based lobby group said today in an emailed statement, China overtook the U.S. as the country with the most installed wind power. Now, we could say that that would be logical. Because if there's any place that you could really use wind power, would be in a place like China that hasn't had REA. You know, they don't have the rural electrification program in place. You know, their whole country isn't crisscrossed with interstate highways and state highways and rural routes. They don't have all these, you know, huge, you know, they look like, oh my goodness, dinosaurs standing out there, these iron dinosaurs with the big wires draped. They don't have that. Power distribution system, and I don't think they got that. All right? So there would make a really good... Over in Mongolia, good place. Afghanistan, great place. You know, you got a little village down in sub-Saharan South Africa or something like that. You know, they're all trying to come up with a new wood stove so that they could cook. Go ahead. You know, let whoever wants to invest in it, go ahead. Stick a wind turbine there. All right? Give those people some electricity. Great idea. That way you don't have to have hundreds of thousands of miles of line and all that to bring the power in and all that. Just put a wind charger right beside their place. That's why we used to do it on the farms, you know? That's smart. But the rest is nonsense, insanity. Our industry continues to endure a boom and bust cycle because of the lack of long-term, predictable federal policies. What are those federal policies? It's called subsidies, all right? Subsidizing this rather specious way of creating electricity. In contrast to the permanent entitlements that fossil fuels have enjoyed for 90 years or more. Now, there's problems with that, too. Don't get me wrong. But if there's any truth at all to the idea that oil is abiotic and that there's plenty of natural gas to go around without ruining our aquifers, then maybe there's just been a whole bunch of hubbub about Don Quixote's windmills that we needn't have been, we needn't be enduring. We'll find out more about it, though. Denise Bode, chief executive officer of the American Wind Energy Association, said in the statement, quote, we need consistent federal policies to ensure we have a diverse portfolio of energy sources in this country. A diverse portfolio of energy. Sound like an investment to you, doesn't it? Certainly does to me. U.S. installations fell by half to 5.1 gigawatts and has now slipped behind China with a total installed capacity of 40.2 gigawatts. But of course, you know, our population is diminishing. Their population is increasing, except the ones that they're sending over here. Okay. Anyway, that compares with China's 42.3 gigawatts of turbines at the end of 2010, more than a fifth of the global total of 194.4 gigawatts. So China, rightly so, they're busy sticking out these wind turbines. Right? The European market shrank 7.5% to 9.9 gigawatts of new installations. At the same time, developing countries including India, Brazil, and Mexico, let's see, are we talking brick now or are we talking mist? Expanded their wind farms. And why wouldn't they? Once again, same sort of a deal. They don't have a nation that is set up to deal with things like, you know, nuclear and coal-powered electricity. They're not set up that way. And if they're not, there's no reason to build those systems there. Go ahead and put the windmills out there. Wind power is now rapidly expanding beyond the traditional rich country markets. A clear sign of its growing competitiveness, they say. This is a trend we're expecting to see developing further into the future, not only in Asia. We're also seeing encouraging signs in Latin America, especially Brazil and Mexico, and in both northern and southern sub-Saharan Africa. Okay, so all of this goes back to the information that we got from Thomas P.M. Barnett. You could hear it on Sunday's Vantage Point with Michael Vail interviewing him. All right. But these are the focus areas, and we're going to see more of this as we go along, as far as the, you know, wind energy and the expansion of these free trade zones in the United States. Now, here's another one. This is off the Washington Post. This is a little older article, March 27th of 2010, but it gives you an idea about the specious nature of what we're being sold on here with the solar and wind. BP, that would be Beyond Petroleum, also known as British Petroleum, also responsible for Macondo Gently Weeps. In the Gulf of Mexico, that disaster that's continuing, a catastrophe for sure. British Petroleum will close its solar panel manufacturing plant in Frederick. Now we're talking about Maryland here. The final step in moving its solar business out of the United States to facilities in China, India, and other countries. Green jobs? Not here. We'll be right back.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, 3 Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Okay, back to this article now off the Washington Postal. Again, it's an older article, Sunday or Saturday, March the 27th of 2010. The date doesn't really matter. It's the content that really does matter for where I'm going. BP closing the Maryland solar manufacturing plant. All right, Beyond Petroleum. BP will close its solar panel manufacturing plant in Frederick, Maryland. The final step in moving its solar business out of the United States. The final step, no more left, right? Out of the United States to facilities in China, India, and other countries. Just 3.5 years ago, in an announcement widely hailed by Maryland's officials and promoters of quote-unquote green jobs, BP unveiled a $70 million plan to double output at the facility and erected a building to house the production lines. Now, keep this in mind as we study the free trade zones, all right? But on the Friday, the company said it would lay off 320 workers and keep only 100 people involved in research, sales, and project development. BP said laid-off employees would receive full pay and benefits for 3 months, followed by severance packages and job placement assistance. In other words, they're going to get the door, all right? The company, unable to sell or lease the building, would simply tear it down. Now, remember, they unveiled this $70 million plan to double their output at the facility. All right. We remain absolutely committed to solar, BP Chief Executive Officer Tony Hayward said in an interview. Obviously, this is pre-Macondo news. But he said BP was moving to where we can manufacture cheaply. You got to have it cheaper. Cheap, 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 cheap. The company said in a news release that by closing the closing down high-cost manufacturing locations, like those in America, BP slashed unit costs by more than 45%. Profit good, lost bad in the new global economy, right? A few years ago, under the leadership of then-chief executive John Brown, that'd be Lord Brown, he was called the Sun God, BP said its initials should stand for Beyond Petroleum, and that the solar business was a key part of that new image, even though it remained a tiny part of the oil and gas giant. And so what they did was they put a green face on an otherwise black future. Right? Continuing, Hayward came up through the oil and gas exploration side of the company and said BP remains committed to renewable energy where it makes economic sense. Money drives it all. The bit about Beyond Petroleum being dead and buried is nonsense, he said. But he added, it's a business as opposed to an advertising slogan. It's a business slogan, not an advertising slogan, he said. We believe there are real business opportunities and that BP would be pursuing them in a far more business-like way than we did when everyone thought we were beyond petroleum. BP, which has been in the solar business for 37 years, acquired a half interest in the Frederick plant when it bought Amoco Corporation in 1999. It bought the rest from Enron. At one point, BP was the world's second largest solar company. Today, it ranks in the top 15, though it does hope to grow. So maybe it's like 15 and three quarters. Intense competition and high silicon prices made the solar sector a very challenging business, Hayward said. Riad Fazzani, and chief executive of BP Solar, said the U.S. market, which grew 87% in 2008, was almost flat in 2009, with prices for solar modules tumbling about 50%. BP has also made missteps. It was producing 125-millimeter multi-crystalline solar cells in Frederick, while the rest of the world industry had moved to 156-millimeter cells, which have become the standard. And the article continues. Okay, let's jump over to this one. Get along with the same kind of a little doggy here. This one is from Boston.com. And it's a January the 12th of 2011 new news type of an article. And it goes this way. Plant will shut after $58 million in state aid. So you have these free trade zones. And your county council loves the idea. And your town council loves the idea. We're going to have a solar plant here, baby. There are going to be jobs and investment, and the Wally World is going to do great, and our housing boom, and we're going to have new roads and parks and schools. Well, sometimes it doesn't work out that way. Plant will shut after $58 million in state aid. Evergreen Solar is to cut 800 jobs as it tries to compete with China. Evergreen Solar Incorporated will eliminate 800 jobs in Massachusetts and shut its new, underline that, new factory at where? The former military base in Devens. What's this factory doing at a former military base in Devens? Well, they're shuttering the military bases too. Just 2 years after it opened the massive facility. Wait a minute. They weren't looking forward 24 months? They got $58 million in state aid. They built this massive facility, all to the great fanfare and $58 million in taxpayer subsidies, and they're shuttering it, and 800 jobs are going out? Wait a minute. That's not what they told us at the meet and greet. That's not what they told us at the consensus building meeting. The company announced yesterday that it'll close the plant by the end of March. That'll be this year. Calling itself a victim of what? Weak demand. How often when I talk about sustainable development, do I always say that you can just boil sustainable development, the whole program of action for sustainable development, the United Nations Sustainable Development Agenda 21, you can boil it all down to one word, and that word is demand. It's all about sustaining the demand for the environmental and developmental concerns. Those are businesses like Halliburton, Kellogg Brown and Root, Monsanto, GE, Evergreen Solar, etc. But they had a problem here. The company announced yesterday it will close the plant by the end of March, calling itself a victim of weak demand and competition from cheaper suppliers in China, where the government provides solar companies with generous subsidies. Sounds like Merkel over in Germany, providing huge subsidies for green technology energy. Evergreen itself has a factory in Wuhan, China. I don't suppose they were privy to the annual financial report from Wuhan when they were thinking about this setup over here in Massachusetts, but they got the $58 million, and there's good money in that. And we learned something about that by studying Gustavus Myers and the whole fraud that went on with the railroad expansion and the mining claims in this country and the timber claims that put Weyerhaeuser on the top of the map and brought in the Vanderbilts and the Astors and the Carnegies and then eventually the Rockefellers got into the program as well. Evergreen itself has its factory in Wuhan, China, built in collaboration with a Chinese company, collaborators, and with money from a Chinese government investment fund. Seems to be a problem here. Evergreen Solar seems to be advancing their corporate interests on the back of government subsidies. That's happened a lot. The company had previously said it would shift some production from Devens to the Wuhan plant, but yesterday was the first time it said Devens would just be closed. This is a grueling decision for any management team to make, said Evergreen spokesman Michael W. McCarthy, who added that company officials struggled over the fate of the Devens plant for a particularly long time. See, what they do is they come in, they get all these grants and aid, they set up a development company, and then they create a construction company. And then they pay themselves money at premium for the construction, for the land and all the other things, and then they drive the stock shares way to hell high, then they sell them off at the high because they've watered down the stock, and then it plummets down to nothing. Their stock shares go to zero. It's worth nothing. All of the investors get stuck with it. And then they walk out of town and leave you with the wreckage building. Maybe they'll even tear it down on the way out, but probably not. The Devens closing is a major hit to who? Governor Deval Patrick. So they've got all these free trade zones coming in all across America. The governors are lining up, boy. They want some of this action. All right, and they're going to get the action, too. I hope they've got plenty of grease, because the axle's going to go in deep. But the Devens Act closing is a major hit to Governor Deval Patrick's efforts to make Massachusetts a hub of the emerging clean energy industry. They cleaned him out good. The administration persuaded Evergreen to build at Devens with a package of grants, land, loans, and other aid originally valued at $76 million. I wonder how many stock shares Mr. Deval Patrick got from Evergreen for this. How much the lobbyists got paid, and how much the legislatures got paid. This is a very old technique. This goes all the way back to the railroad building times. We're disappointed to learn about Evergreen's solar decision. Greg Balicki, Patrick's Secretary for Housing and Economic Development, said in a written statement, Housing and Economic Development, Sustainable Development, the company has worked hard to compete against heavily subsidized foreign competition and to live up to its commitments to the Commonwealth. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Stay warm, stay dry. We'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Heirloom Organics non-hybrid seeds are the long-term survival food solution.
Heirloom Organics is the largest provider of 100% non-hybrid seeds prepared for long-term storage. Starting at just $99, the complete survival seed vault contains a one-year food garden for two people. The family, homestead, and farm packs provide for up to 12 people. Go to GetSeedsNow.com. Learn how you can protect your family and community by providing everlasting food supply from your own non-hybrid seeds at GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEEDS. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com. To see our extensive line of specialty seed packs, which include kitchen herbs, medicinal herbs, herbal tea, fruit, tomato, chili peppers, and many others, go to GetSeedsNow.com or call 877-980-SEED. Remember, GetSeedsNow.com.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting.